Local author Stefan Legault joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. So we finally have it, the conclusion to your Red Rock Canyon Mysteries, The Same River Twice. It's a trilogy. How long have you been working on this?
So the book started in probably around 2009. I sat down, mapped out this trilogy while on a trip to the Grand Canyon. At the time, I'd been working on a couple of other series of mysteries, and I really wanted to set something in the U.S. I wanted to set something around the desert southwest, which is one of my favorite places, and mapped out the whole trilogy. It's very gratifying to see the final one finally come out.
In the first two books, your protagonist, Silas, was looking for answers to the mystery
That's
of his
right.
life and kind of got sidetracked with some other mysteries along
the way.
Does he finally find the answers in this one?
He does. This book ties up all the loose ends, and I'm hoping will provide a satisfying conclusion for readers. He does discover what happened to his wife. In this book, the focus is really on what happened to Penelope, but it brings in the other mysteries from the first two books. People could read this one on its own, and it would be satisfying, but I think it would be a lot more enjoyable if people picked up the first two, which are available at Cafe Books, and read them in order.
You mentioned that it was a trip to the Grand Canyon that really inspired this. And it really seems like the setting of the American Southwest plays a huge role. Would you even consider that a character of your book?
Yeah, landscape in all of my books is a character. You can't distinguish between the living characters and the landscape in a lot of these books. That said, the storyline in this could be exchanged for many other places. This is a story about people's struggle with development and with progress around natural resource development and around resort development. And that kind of story plays out across any number of dozens and dozens of landscapes in North America. It's about a character, in this case Silas, who really didn't know his wife. It's only after she went missing that he started to pay attention to what she was interested in. And so that remorse and that longing for understanding of what his wife experienced in the world and what was important to her is a very important component of The Same River Twice.
Where can people pick up a copy of this?
Well, Cafe Books has been a great supporter. Indigo and Banff should have them. So I encourage people to shop there first, and then if not, check online.
Now, you mentioned, you plotted out this entire trilogy right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Did you change anything along the way?
Very little change. I'm fairly methodical in how I plot books. But many of my other novels, about two-thirds of the way through, things started to change. Whereas with this trilogy, when I go back and look at the original sort of narrative arc that I wrote out way back in 2009, things have held fairly consistently. And I'm fairly satisfied with it, but that's really for the reader to decide. And I always encourage people to engage with me online and whatnot when they have gotten through the books and let me know what they think.
So now that this trilogy's done, what's next on the horizon?
I have a book of photography coming out in the spring.
Oh, cool.
And this has been a lifelong dream. It's a book called Earth and Sky, Stories and Photographs from Montana and Alberta. The foothills of these landscapes are favorite places for many people. And I've been wandering in the foothills and photographing for more than 20 years now. So Rocky Mountain Books is going to do that. And then after that, another one here in the Bow Valley, I've been editing a collection of essays called Imagine This Valley. And it's got about 30 local writers. And that book will be out hopefully within a year or so. And I'm just putting it to bed right now. So lots on the go right now, Rob.
Author Stefan Legault completing the Red Rock Canyon Mysteries with The Same River Twice. You can pick this up as well as the other two books in the series and all of Stefan's other works at fine local bookstores here. Stefan, thanks for joining me on the show again.
Thanks so much, Rob.